Hello there, I'm Rick Royer, and thank you for listening to There Were One and It Was Two, Annotated Artifacts from the Doubles Museum. The Doubles Museum is a mobile exhibit curated by Canadian arts educators Jill Millings and Dr. Armand Rudge. It has traveled to over 30 venues in the United States, Canada, and Europe, where it has been shown in galleries, conferences, and museums. As of September 2006, the Doubles Museum housed over 4,000 examples of the double, ranging from everyday items like a Q-tip or a pack of Doublemint gum, to the uncanny, like Klaus the two-person, and other examples discussed herein. According to Dr. Rudge, the idea to begin the collection stemmed from a lecture the two attended at a narrative anthropology symposium in Montreal, 1996. Jill and Armand spent hours at the hotel bar, and a few hours more in Jill's room, carrying on a deep conversation instigated by The Universe and the Mountain, which was the title of the lecture they attended in the day, on the use of the double in various creation myths. They would equally consider the dialogue to be nearly the richest and revelatory of possible interactions. Intense listening partnered with uninhibited articulation of thought. The discussion exhausted everything that interested them about the concept of the double. Analogy to mind-body division. The primitive belief in the shadow as a portable soul. An invention to preserve the belief in the immortal self. A literalization of a fractured psyche, either in the natural or pathological multiplication of individual personality. The uncanny sensation derived from unnatural or unexpected repetition, as in twins or déjà vu. For the remainder of their stay in Montreal, they seem haunted by instances of a twin. Everywhere they turned, there was another example of the double, from the strangely connected double faucets in their hotel room, to the Gemini fountain at Lafayette Square, to the two-for-one ads on the billboard, featuring two young girls squeezed into one big pair of pants. Feeling impelled to continue investigating this phenomena, they began collecting artifacts for the Doubles Museum. I became interested in the museum in 1998, when selections from the permanent collection were exhibited at the Shoebox Gallery in Buffalo, New York. It was a memorable day because of how very dark it was, and so very early, too. How dark for so very early. I never approached Ms. Millings or Dr. Rudge that night, but I did notice them. It was hard not to notice them that night. It was their night, and they were glowing. I remember a dance, a fully choreographed temporary human language, including the effort of a laugh, the feigning of dramatic concern, obsolete gestures, and finally, a removal of all pretension. Everything danced, and I was transfixed by the safety they felt in each other's company, how they would eventually walk to the parking lot, how eventually stop in for a late cup of tea, how eventually notice concern in one or the other's eyes. Indeed, they are an intriguing pair. Jill and Dr. Rudge first met while working at the Southern Alberta Art Gallery in Lethbridge, Alberta. Jill was working in administration while Dr. Rudge was occasionally volunteering at openings. The first words shared between the two were hardly romantic. "Have you ever thought about what it would be like to hold a piece of yourself in your own hand?" Armand asked this referring to a picture on the front of the magazine she was reading, where a young man from a war-torn country held his own severed right arm in his left hand, carrying it forth in hope of its reanimation. Jill swiveled her head quickly towards Armand, and, unable to compose a phrase, she made a face. In a hush, they promised to do things that they could keep as secrets, and from that moment they knew that if they looked at each other deep enough, neither would have to look at themselves again.